Last week I was talking about whether we say Mashiva Ruach Merod Gashem with the comets or Mashiva Ruach Merod Gashem with the Segol. And what I said was, the basic idea I was saying was, it depends whether I view it as part of the previous sentence and then it's a kamatz, or the later sentence. So if it's with a kamatz, it's more connected to the aspect of Mechayim Etim, that Hashem resuscitates the dead. And if it's with a segol, it's more connected to Mechak Chaim B'chesed. And the same thing by Tal, when it's in the middle of a sentence, has a patach. The end of a sentence, it has a kamatz. So if Tal has a kamatz, it's more connected to what came before. The segol, what comes later. And I mentioned there's a medrash that says that Hashem was Mechayi Yitzchak with Tal. In other words, Yitzchak was on the Akedah. He was bound, and like it sounds like his life left him, and then Hashem was mechayim him. He resuscitated him with Tal, and then the Malachim said, Baruch atah Hashem mechayim meitim. So that sounds like Tal is more connected with Tchir meitim. So I said that they both go together, Tal and Geshem. So if I say Tal with the Kamatz, I'd say Gashem with the Kamatz. If I say Tal with the Patach, I'd say Geshem with the Segel. So Rabbi Dr. Barak Greenfield said to me that he was looking at a Siddur, it had Tal with the Kamatz, but it had Geshem with the Segel. So I didn't look at it so carefully last time, but I see the Piskei Tshuva says that some want to say that Tal is more connected to Tchias Amesim. We said in the Medrash that Hashem was Mechai Yitzchak with Tal. So that's more connected to Tchir Amesim. So that would be a Kamatz. Whereas Geshem, that's more connected to Mechal Kilchayim Mechazim, more resuscitating everybody. And then there's a piece from the Siddur from the Bala Tanya, and I think this is what Dr. Shippen was referring to last time. Reb Schechter pointed me in this direction. He says that the Bala Tanya says that it's Talui with that the Geshem is from the Ikar Takan and Anshei Knesset Agdola. Geshem was established by the Anshei Knesset Agdola, therefore it makes sense, it's got a segol, it goes all together. But Tal, he wants to say, that's a hefsek, and he wants to say that's Talu the Minag, whether you're going to say Tal or not. So it's not part of the not part of the Tokus Bracha. Alright, that was just from last time a little bit. Okay, now today I also want to talk a little bit about a different aspect of Mashiva Ruach Merod Gashem, but it's something that relates to, by analogy, to other things during the year. There's a machloket, where there's a statement the Mechaber says that, let's say it's on Shmini Atzeret. So the Mechaber says, Asur Laskir Geshem Ad She'achriz HaShliach Tzibur. The Mechaber says you can't mention Geshem till the Shlich Tzibur makes an announcement about it. And then in the Ramah it says, V'yeshurim shekodesh makil musaf, makriz ha-shamash mash beruach v'chulei, k'dei sha Tzibur yazkiu b'tfilatam, v'chei no'agim. Then the Ramah says, some say that before Musaf, the Shamash announces Mashiva Ruach Merod Gashem, so everybody's on the same page. So the way the Taz learns and the way the Mishnah follows, that the word Yesh Omrim is a mistake. In other words, not Yesh Omrim. They're both saying the same thing, that there's an announcement before Musaf. That's the way it goes. But there's a different way to understand that there is a machloket between the Mechaber and the Ramah, and that the Mechaber could be saying, the way the Rabbi Yah understands it, the Mechaber could be saying that even if the Shlich Tzibur says Mashiva Ruach Merod Gashem in his Tefillah B'Lachash, but he says it a little louder, that counts as a Hakraza. So in other words, the Shlich Tzibur is davening, nobody announced before Musaf. And now the Shlich Tzibur is davening his silent Shmona Esrei. And he says loudly in his silent Shmona Esrei, Mashiva Ruach Merod Gashem. So there, the Mechaber holds, that counts as a Hakraza. And the Ramah is saying, no, the Hakraza should be before Musaf, should be before Musaf. So the Magen Avraham brings down that so that's the way he explains the Mechaber, but he sounds like he doesn't hold that you should do that. So because he lechora holds the way the Piskei Tshuva says, that's not derech eretz tefillah. It's not low, not like a nice way to daven. You know, like people are shouting things out, and also we're mitzuva to daven balachash, and so all parts of the davening should be balachash. But he brings down the Bach, the Mate Moshe, and other Achronim bring down the Maharshal that permitted this, and he, the Maharshal, would be knowing that the Shamas would say a louder, like Shmona Esrei, with respect to the Hazkara Meina Ma'ora. In other words, whenever, let's say the Tzvi, let's say you're saying Alev Yavo, So the Marashah would have the Gabbai, or in his Shmona Esrei, he would say Yalav Yavo, or Al Hanisim. Even if it's not something you have to go back for, he would say it a little bit more loudly. So it gets into the issue. I know a lot of people like to do this. Like, let's say it'll be Rosh Chodesh or Hanukkah. People like to say, they get to Yalav Yavo, or let's say other things. So he says here, and the Prima Gadim also seems to say that's okay. So it's machloket poskim whether it is or it's not okay to make it louder as a type of hachraza for the tzibur. So he says here in the Piskei Tshuvos, achal korpanim ein lasot zoda legabai. He says the only one who should do that is the gabai. Other people shouldn't. Not everybody be machriz b'kol, because that's mevuza davar. It's goreim lezilzol b'tfila. And now there's a piece here from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, where this is in the Halichot Shlomo, so they quote him. He says, so he felt it's okay for the Shamas to do that. The Shamas could say the thing out loud. Aval inin shar hamet palim amar Rabbeinu shedavar mevuza hula sokein b'shasho made l'fnei amalek b'tfila. He thought it's not like such a respectable thing to do that other people should say those words out loud, with the tefila. Okay. What time is Shkita? I think we have a few more minutes, right? Okay, let me do a few more minutes then. Okay, so I'll talk about something else at this point. Also, it has to do with Mashu Baruch Mordei Geshem. One second. Yeah, there's an interesting idea that the Chidushi Rabbi Kiva Eger has. On Friday night, we say bracha achat mein sheva. We have this bracha, which encapsulates the seven brachot of the Shmona Esrei. So in the bracha achat mein sheva, we don't mention Mashi Baruch Mordei Geshem. In other words, like each one, we have different phrases. Each phrase, covers, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, that's Avot, Mechayim Eitzim, we mention, a little bit of each one of the brachot. And the idea is that Chachamim were mitakein that bracha. The idea was that people would come late to shul, and we don't want people to be stranded in the shul. They had all these mazikim, these sort of harmful forces out in the field, so we're lengthening the tefillah, so we're going to have a little bit of this type of mini chazar sashat at Mariv, and that's the Magen Avot. So there's a whole tumult in the poskim about who could be Yotzei with that bracha. Who could be Yotzei with the bracha? So, Errol, I hate to bother you. Could you bring Gimel the Mishnah Berurah? Gimel, the blue. Do you know where it is? There, can you help him out? They're right where you are. Your left hand, right where your left hand is. Your left hand, right there. Okay, anyway. Yeah, the blue. Okay, thanks so much. Okay, I got it. Is that Gimel? Good work. Thank you so much.
That much I can do.
Okay, thank you. Okay, anyway, so there's a question in the poskim. Can a person be Yotzei his Shmona Esrei just by reciting Magen Avot or hearing Magen Avot? So the Mechaber says, I mean, Palel Shalchol below his Kir Shal Shabbat. Let's say accidentally Friday night a person said the wrong tefillah. He said a weekday, a Vachdek tefillah, and it was Shabbos, obviously. Or he didn't daven Mariv at all. V'shama mishlich tzibur bracha mein sheva meirosh v'yatzof, and he hears the whole bracha achat mein sheva from the shlich tzibur. The mechaber says yatzah. Person says that he fulfilled his obligation. So the Chidushi Rabbi Kiva Eger on the side of the Shulchan Aruch has a question like this. Let's say a person leaves out Mashiv Ruach Mordei Geshem on a Friday night. Does he have to go back and repeat his Shmona Esrei? Because the Lu Yatsur he be Yotze with Bracha Achat Mein Sheva, it doesn't mention Mashi Baruch Mordei Geshem. So maybe Rabbi Kiva Eger wants to say, maybe I don't have to do the repeat the Shmona Esrei. So he leaves it as the Tzarechiyan. So he brings down over here that, and you could say and it also has enough community by other things as well. Let's say he left out Yalav Yavo on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. It also was lechor like that. But he says here that, like, we don't hold the dina that a person could really be yotzei with bracha achat mein sheva. That we're choshesh for the shito that holds that in other words, if an individual says this bracha by himself, then he's not yotzei. But the Mishnah Berurah himself says, he springs down, he says, he said, one second. He cuts it back substantially. So the Mishnah Berurah says like this. He says, Yatzah, l'chachil yeshu zeher lomar, m'shlich tzibur, mila b'mila, m'ntchila bracha atzof. You should say word for word with the shlich tzibur if you want to be yotzei. V'im kvar amar shlich tzibur, tzrich lazor l'paleel. And if you already said, the shlich tzibur said, you have to go back and repeat it. V'lo yomar b'yachid b'yirchat me'in sheva. And then he says, if you realize before the shlich tzibur not to rely on that, he says, because many people are cholik with this din. And then he says, the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's yontah, the tzchal b'shabbos, you're not yotzei with bracha. And then he says a lot of people are cholek with, you know, or cut back substantially on this halacha, So he brings down here that Rabbi Kiva Eger is dafa according to Magen Avraham, who holds you. If you hold your yotze b'diavad, maybe it would work. But even that's a tzarich iyun. But according to the rabba, that it's b'diavad yotze, so certainly you'd have to go back and repeat it. So he says here. So the basic idea is it's more like of a chakira, I think, you know, that like it's just an interesting idea. I think halach l'maisa, you know, if you really leave out the, you know, mashi baruch mar degeshem, you know, even b'derek klal, I wouldn't rely on the bracha chatmei and sheva, you know, to be yotzei on a Friday night, and certainly not if you leave out mashi baruch mar degeshem. But it's an interesting chakira. All right, I think that's it for tonight. Okay, Rebbe Chanan, so